So this question says, Tori, Carrie, a while back you guys did a viral video with Matt Cain throwing baseballs at different objects. Was that video real? People saw this video and they were like, did he really hit all those objects? And so, to be honest...
Welcome, MythFits.
Hey everybody, welcome to MythFits. I'm Carrie Byron.
And I'm Tori Belleci. Thank you guys again for listening. It's so good to just get back together with you, Carrie, and like talk about old times, talk about new stuff, Mythbusters stuff. And it's just been fun to interact with the fans again. Like it feels like it's been forever.
And I need a big conversation with the Nerdiverse about all of the crazy things that are happening. I was just on an airplane for like 7 hours. And so I spent a lot of time just flipping through things on Instagram, watching movies. I binge watched like a couple Mission Impossibles. But like what was really blowing my mind and the rabbit hole I was going down is so Google introduced VO3, right?
Yeah. And
the game has changed.
Oh my God.
Like, it's
terrifying. It's like you don't know what's real or what's fake on, like if you're scrolling on your phone or on, you know, line looking at videos, you can't tell what is what.
I mean, the AI videos coming out are so real. Because I remember when it first came out and people were rendering like my face onto things, but I always had extra fingers or I'd be doing like the cross eye or like, you know, things weren't quite there.
Right.
But the technology from 1 year ago to the technology now, or even like 3 months ago to the technology now to generate videos is insane. The rate of technology is blowing my mind.
And it's just getting faster, right? Exponentially, like you're saying. It's like a year ago. I remember a year or so ago, I started playing around with Midjourney. So Midjourney is, it generates images. And so you put in a prompt. So basically you type in a description of like Carrie riding a pink elephant. And
please tell me you actually did that.
I haven't yet, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it for this podcast to show you. But so then it creates an image, and like you're saying, in the early stages, it was just like there was like weird, like five, you know, like 10 fingers on one hand. And it's still, I feel like AI still has a problem with appendages and certain things. But now you go on to Midjourney and you put in a prompt and it nails it. And you're like, that looks like a real person or that looks like a real thing. It's insane.
I mean, more than that, with this new VO3 coming out, like a bunch of creators and influencers instantly started making videos. And it was almost like, I came home and I was like showing my daughter and she's like, yeah, these are all just AI making fun of us. It's like the robots know how dumb we are. And it was like, here's a video of influencers. And it just used all the buzzwords and all the questions. Like it looked real. And I was totally convinced. I'm like, this looks real. And Stella's like, all right, Mom, here's three reasons why you're dumb. She's like, you'll notice when it's AI, first of all the people in the background, like, mostly are not facing the camera because it's too hard to generate a lot of different kinds of faces. I'm like, whoa, I wouldn't have, like, cyber natives, like, can see that right away. And she's like, listen to the questions they're asking. They're just not entirely human enough. I'm like, but they look so real. Like, I need a watermark at the top that says, this is AI. Because a lot of this is just, I mean, considering how fast we've accelerated this technology, I feel like 3 months from now, it's going to be completely undetectable.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's getting so smart, so much faster that there's going to be a point. I feel like there is a point right now where there are videos that have, you know, been put out that you can't tell. I mean, it's really difficult to tell whether or not it's AI. There was I've been playing around with Runway. You know, these are video generated AIs. And so you could put in an image or you could just put in a prompt and it'll create a video. And so people are like making these AI influencers, like you say, and they have like huge followings on Instagram or TikTok, and they're not real people. Like somebody has created these AI
people. Be a hot chick influencer and be just like some dude in a basement.
Exactly. Like we're getting like the Uber geeks are like trolling the world. It's so awesome.
We might be AI right now. I mean, we've come a long way from when I used to put your picture into my talking pets and
It's funny that you talk about that because
you mean because I sent you one this weekend? I'm still doing it. Can we just like play that clip of me making you? It's like you just put three dots around your mouth and I can make you say anything I want.
Everybody knows that when I was on Mythbusters, I was addicted to the smell of my own farts. I used to catch them in my hand and just sweep them up to my nose so I could just smell them whenever I needed a little energy.
Time out,
Carrie. We got to go back because you're making it sound like you made that over the weekend. The truth is I created an introduction for this show and this was your retaliation to my introduction to the show. Can we play that introduction, please?
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of MythFits. I'm Carrie Byron.
And I'm Tori Bellesi. Kari, let me ask you a question. Who do you think was the cool Mythbuster on the show?
You were totally the coolest one, Tori.
Did you have a crush on anyone from the show?
A lot of people don't know this, but Adam and I dated secretly for about a year, but then I fell in love with Jamie. Can you blame me?
Okay, the voice on mine was really weird because I just distorted my voice to sound lower, but like those were some weird voices. We clearly weren't using the latest technology because our mouths are all crazy. This is what we do, by the way. If you're in the audience, Tori and I just send joke memes to each other like all day long.
How good it is. I love how it goes. Hi, I'm Tori Bellesi. Kari, did you ever have a crush on anyone? Like it still can't get our names right. But the whole, this new Google VO3, it's like, it's taken it to another level, I feel like. Because, you know, Runway was pretty amazing, and it still is amazing, and it's just getting better, and, you know, these other platforms are amazing. But, man, seeing some of the videos that are being put out on VO3, it's like I'll show my parents, and they're just like, okay, so who's that? Is that an actor? And I'm like, no, that person doesn't exist. It's a computer-generated human being, and they just don't get it. It's wild what's going on.
I mean, we spent a lot of time back when we were doing the show where we were busting videos, like trying to show that they were fake. I feel like if we revamped the show now, we would have material.
We would have endless amounts of material to test. I mean, it's like daily something comes out and you're like, is that real? Well, there was a video you sent me a few weeks ago. It was the new Honda or Kawasaki rideable motorcycle. It's like it looks like a mechanical horse.
Yeah.
Right? And so I was looking at people, they were making TikTok videos or Instagram videos saying, this is the new rideable motorcycle and it hasn't been invented yet. Like they have a prototype, but it doesn't. So the video that everybody is watching is a fake video.
It's really sad because I wanted like this mechanical horse to be real that could like walk over all terrain.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and it's probably going to be a real thing. It's just the video that people are watching,
they don't know it's not real.
It's not happening yet. Could you imagine, Carrie, if the show was still going now, all the videos we would have to be testing?
Oh my God, we'd have so much material.
But you remember there was a couple of viral videos on Mythbusters that we tested during the show.
Those were my favorite. Those were so much fun.
Yeah, so when we come back, we're going to dive into those videos and then how we tested them.
All right, we're back. Tori, I have been waiting. What is one of the favorite viral videos that we tested on Mythbusters that you just thought was the most fun?
So the two videos that we tested was, one was the flaming fishing reel.
Oh, flaming reel. That was hilarious.
But you remember the whole story behind that? like,
yeah, I mean, there was a video going around of a guy fishing, and the reel was moving so quickly because it was such a big fish that it just caught on fire. And we'd all seen it. Everybody was looking for the video so that we could use it on MythBusters. We were looking and we were looking and we were looking, and we were like halfway through testing it on the show, and we still couldn't find the original video.
Right.
So, should we let the cat out of the bag on this one?
Yeah. So basically, can you pull up the video? Because I want you to see who the fisherman is, and you're going to laugh. So this is sad. We couldn't find the actual viral video, so we had to go and recreate a viral video to put in our show.
We didn't tell anybody that we recreated it. It's actually the brother of our producer. We added the flames. Like,
I know.
We rarely faked anything, but like there was a video out there, but we couldn't find it. So
but my question, but Carrie, was there a video out there? Like, did somebody just think they saw it? I don't know. Just because I searched and searched and I could not find the actual viral video. The only thing that kept popping up was the one that we created for the show.
Was it Mandela effect? Did it like,
Maybe we're in a different parallel universe.
So many of us were like, no. I've seen that video. A reel catches on fire. Like it happened. And that's why we felt confident about like, it's okay. Like the producers are like, we're going to do this. And a couple of us were like, no. The fans will be mad. Like we can't do that. And then producers, they prevailed. They prevailed. Yeah.
But if you watch that video, I really like Lauren's brother, Dennis, but the acting is so bad. Like, like you got a reel that is on fire and he's just like looking down at it, pretending like he's fishing, trying to bring the fish in.
Like we didn't have good AI back then. It was added with a little it was terrible. It was terrible.
No, I mean the effect looked good, but like if you had a fishing pole on fire that you were holding, you would like let it go, I would imagine.
I mean, I had so much fun filming that myth that I forgive that the source video was not real, and like we all just like we knew somebody had seen it. But like I got to, do you remember we made a whole real rig? We went out to the Alameda runway.
Yeah.
We had a big fake Marlin. We put it on a go-kart.
I totally remember that.
The hook to my Marlin. And then I got to be like go-kart racer and just speed as fast as I could to try to create enough heat to make the reel catch on fire. But then like you guys unhooked me and kept wanting to film the show, and all I wanted to do was burnouts. Yeah. I just spent much time.
We're like, who put Carrie in charge of the go-kart? She's not working anymore. She's just having fun.
So much tire out on that runway. There are donuts all over the place. I probably turned all the tires down on the go-kart. It was done by the time I was done. That was so much fun.
But just to let the audience know, what we were trying to do, so we had a fishing reel and pole set up to, I think it was like a scissor lift or something. And so we hooked the other end of the line onto Carrie's go-kart, which we made look like a Marlin, which was awesome. Like building that was so much fun. And so Carrie took off and she got to like 68 miles an hour because we figured like the biggest fish, a sailfish, gets to about 70 miles an hour. So we were like, okay, so this go-kart can get close to what the fish would do. We took off. I think we tried it at like 500 feet of line, and I forget what we got it to. We got it to a certain temperature, but then we ramped it up to 2,000 feet of line, and then Carrie just took off basically the entire runway, and I'm holding the pole, like trying to like, you know, reel it in. So I'm putting the brake on the reel and it starts smoking. We got it up to like 580 degrees or something. I mean,
we had the FLIR camera on it to see.
Yeah, we had the FLIR camera on it. But this thing was smoking. Like it was getting hot and we could see how hot it was getting, but it never caught on fire.
It started to feel plausible there for a minute. I mean, yeah. I didn't care. I was just riding the race car at that point. I was like, Tori and Grant are on data.
Carrie, we're doing an experiment here. Why don't you come back with that go-kart? But then, do you remember that I just like rewatched that episode and I completely forgot about this. after we were done with you and the go-kart, we brought in a racing motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
They got up to, what was they got up to 120 miles an hour. But the craziest part about that was it was a two-man racing motorcycle. Now, if you guys don't know what this is, it's a sport where there's one person who rides the motorcycle and there's another guy that hangs off the back of the motorcycle so that when they're making these like really sharp turns at super high speeds, they shift their body to one side of the motorcycle or the other to compensate for the turning of the, you know, so that the motorcycle doesn't just completely flip. It is literally like, who thought of this sport?
It was a sport I'd never heard of until we did this episode. It was insane. And like the guy who's the one that just like holds on and shifts his weight. Wow. That guy is nuts.
Insane, right?
I mean, it's so cool. It's so cool. And like there was smoke. So it felt like this could happen. I mean, there was smoke. If we kept going, you think we could have got fire? I mean, it melted the reel, but
I think
we tried it 100 times.
But then we started ramping up the scenario and we started spraying starter spray on it
because that's super
highly flammable. That didn't catch on fire. I think we even poured gasoline. I think at the very end, we finally just poured gas on top of it and just lit it on fire because we couldn't get it to catch fire.
I mean, we only did try for one day. Don't you think if like with this, we made this our lives, sooner or later, we could figure it out. I'm going to prove this video. All right. So the other video that was really going around, which was actually a commercial, was Surfing with Explosives, where these guys grab 3 sticks of dynamite. They like run over to a bridge. They throw the dynamite into a canal and a guy is like surfing in unsurfable water because they created the wave. It was really cool. And I wasn't sure it wasn't true. Oh, well, here's the video right here.
Well, the video went viral and we started seeing it online and we're like, oh my God, we got to test this on Mythbusters. They have a bundle of TNT. They throw it into this channel and they create a wave big enough for him to surf. We didn't find out that it was an ad for a surf company until after we did a little more research. Do you remember that?
I mean, it was a cool, I mean, it was really gorilla looking. Like the whole video itself was very cool. And if it turned out to be real, man, that would be awesome. But it was such the perfect fertile ground for us to test because there was explosives, there was sports. Obviously, we're going to try to throw you in the water, blow something up, see if you could ride the wave. It was such a cool idea. And I loved when we would test these viral videos because like anything from movies, anything that was online that people thought was real, like it was something that was buildable and actually something we could test, something that could produce data. And it also gave us a reason to go talk to a bunch of experts.
We were going, how are we going to test this? The only way to test this is to get an expert in explosives. Who are we going to get?
That is when our producer extraordinaire, Linda Wolkovich, which we just call the Wolf, she went and found New Mexico Tech for this explosion and found underwater explosive expert, which I who knew that was even a thing?
Yeah.
And we found out right away after talking to Van Romero of New Mexico Tech. He's like, all right, so if you were in the water, when an explosion goes off, you wouldn't die immediately, but you're going to die. Here's why. Your body is made of water. You are the same density as the water. The wave propagates through you, but even though the wave is the same when it goes through water and goes through your body, when it gets to your lungs, your lungs are a cavity. They're just air. So that wave is going to bounce around and cause incredible damage. And you won't die right there. Like your body's not going to just explode or anything, but you're going to slowly bleed out soon after. And all of us are like, oh, I guess Tori won't be surfing this wave.
When we went to test this, we were like, okay, let's find a body of water where we can set off a bundle of dynamite. So we're like, we found this quarry up in, you know, out of the middle of nowhere.
Angels Camp.
And they filled the quarry with water. I mean, it like naturally would fill up because of rain or whatever. So now we have this huge body of water and the plan was I would swim out to the middle of the lake, they would set off an explosion nearby, and then I would try to catch that wave. And then they instantly were like, call us before you do anything.
No cameramen in the water, no humans in the water.
Yes, and that's when we quickly found out that if we were in the water, that shockwave would rip through our bodies and just destroy all of our soft organs.
And then, okay, so we wanted to figure out if an explosion would even make a wave. So we made that swimming pool in the back of M7 in the parking lot. And I think it was your idea to set off just like some air bottle.
Oh, explosives. Yeah.
So you filled the 3-liter bottles to see like,
right.
Yeah. You know, or the 2-liter bottles. Yeah. They were like old soda bottles.
Yeah.
You made like those air bombs so that you could see if it would set off a wave, at what depth we'd have to do it. And then the small scale worked. So we would take it from there. But then when we actually got to the quarry lake, our FBI agent, Frank Doyle's like, yeah, nah, 3 sticks of dynamite. You're going to get maybe an inch of movement. Like yeah, nothing's going to happen. 3 sticks of dynamite. That's nothing. Hold on. I got something in my car.
Yeah,
he's like, let's start with like 50 pounds of TNT. Dynamite.
But we had to ramp it up considerably because in the viral video, these guys have a bundle of dynamite and they create a wave that is like, it looks like an ocean wave. And it probably was. They probably, you know, used After Effects to put that wave in there. And they were like, no, that amount of dynamite, like you said, is only going to give you a 2-inch wave.
I grew up on Road Runner cartoons where you'd see the dynamite and it looked like it was going to do some damage. I had no idea that's not real. That's not real.
But so we ended up ramping it up to 400 pounds of TNT. It was insane. And so because I couldn't be in the water, Grant had to build Robo Surfer.
Yeah, it was Surfer Grant, and
yeah.
It was kind of fun. We actually got to go learn to surf. Which
oh my
I didn't
god,
know how to
that
surf.
Was the best. We're just like out at Santa Cruz surfing for the whole day, and it's like, yeah, this is our job for today.
You were definitely the most athletic of us. I looked like I was struggling. I did not have any grace, and I had just dyed my hair like pink and red the day before because I always had some sort of weird hair, and there was just a streak of pink hair dye behind me. I looked like a murder scene. Dripping with pink colors.
you look like you got attacked by a shark.
I know, it was so terrible. Oh, and then Grant's like, no, I want to make a robot. And of course he always made a robot that looked like him.
Yeah.
And that racked me up. He's like, it's gonna be a Grant surfing robot.
Well, I did a head cast of him because he wanted to be the surfer. So we did a head cast. We built the surfboard and put, you know, he put these like arm paddles. And the other thing that I don't know if we want to put this in the podcast, but I'm going to tell the story anyway.
Oh, please.
While we were there, we're talking to the guys who own the quarry and we're like, you know, is there any fish in this lake? And they're like, no. Like, you know, it's just quarry water. Like, there's no fish.
Yeah, there's no fish in here. So they can't live in this.
We set off the 400 pounds of explosives, and it makes this huge plume of water spray. It just goes, you know, like, you know, hundreds of feet into the air. And it creates about, I would say, like a 2-foot wave. But then all of a sudden, like, fish start floating to the top.
So yeah, I guess high speed, you could see fish in the air if you really stopped and looked at it.
I guess we confirmed one myth, which was fishing with dynamite. And then
can swim, like fish can grow anywhere. Like you stick a goldfish in a pond in San Francisco, it turns into a giant koi, I think. Like, so, like there were definitely life in there. We didn't know. Yeah.
And so what happened was now this wave is going. Grant has the robot remote control surfer in the water, and the wave just kind of starts coming towards the board, and he's paddling it and it's kind of moving. And we're like, oh my gosh, this might actually work. But then as soon as the wave got to the surfboard, there was not enough.
It fizzled out. Well, because that wave was propagating 360 and it was losing its energy so quickly. It wasn't like the ocean where it's like, oh, there's a big wave that hits a sandbar and it keeps going just forward.
Wow,
it was like,
Carrie, nerd alert. You really know your stuff.
I remember that from the episode. Like, I think that was my stand-up.
I'm just impressed that I'm like, wow, Carrie actually knows what she's talking about. That
I was always really obsessed with how waves propagated on the high speeds. That was my favorite thing, to see that like invisible kind of, because you can't see it when it goes off. It just goes like pop. But yeah. Then you go watch the high speed later and it makes that beautiful sort of aura. So I always liked it when we talked about how that would happen. Like if you had low hanging fog, the wave would just get kind of amplified outward and it would break windows in the next town, or if it went up or if it went out, or like how it was going to propagate was always something that was really interesting to me. That was something I would hold on to.
I'm just bummed because I wanted to try to ride that wave so bad. Mm. And it's like, in hindsight, I was like, what if I was just on the shore near the explosion? The explosion goes off, it creates the giant wave. I then jump in. So now it's after the event. Then I paddle out and see if I can surf. I feel like we should try to, like, I would love to either, you know, get a professional surfer or try it and, you know, try to retest that, because I feel like a human versus a robot, the robot's not going to know, you know, is not going to feel the momentum changing. But I feel like a human or, you know, a really good surfer would be able to ride that small of a wave.
It was nothing. It was like an inch. It was an inch high by the time I got. Okay, Tori, here's the thing is, I don't know if you remember this because it was like 20 years ago. You proposed that and everybody's like, no. No, best case scenario, maybe you ride a wave. Worst case scenario, your lungs explode. Nah. Like, you've always been the one that's like, yes, I want to do this. And thank God there was always somebody like, I don't know, me there to be like, no, we don't want you to die.
I don't know. I think we're going to have to go back. Maybe we'll do a YouTube video. Maybe we'll do a YouTube video and we're going to retest this. That's
Tori,
what I want to do.
There's enough new AI videos now out there that we have so many new and amazing things to test.
Oh
that
my
if
God,
we
wait.
Actually revamped MythBusters, we could do it entirely on, could that AI video actually happen in real life?
Carrie, that's a great idea. I'm going to make a prompt.
Am I pitching a show right now?
I'm going to make a prompt, Tori riding a wave caused by TNT.
As long as I get to ride that pink elephant.
You're genius. You'll be riding a pink elephant. I'll be riding a dynamite-caused wave. All right, Carrie. So our AI producer has a little game for us. He's going to show us some videos, and we have to determine if they're real or fake. You ready?
Hello, Carrie and Tori.
Oh, ooh. There you are.
Forgot how smoldery his voice is.
I like that voice. I think AI is hot. Is that awkward?
I wish my voice sounded like that. Hi, Carrie. So this game is a very visual game. We're going to try to describe the videos as best as possible. But if you want to play along, then you should go to the YouTube channel and watch the podcast there.
And you can tell me if I'm a complete idiot for thinking some of these are real. I'm okay with that. My daughter does it all the time. Come on, Mom. There's no way that's real.
Okay, so this is the first video. It is a video of a hummingbird flapping its wings in slow motion.
Let's see if that's real or fake. Oh, it's beautiful. I feel like
this one's tough.
I'm trying to look for like little details to see if this is real or fake, but I feel like this one might be real. It might be real. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to tell. It looks good though.
I'm going to say it's fake. And
you know
why?
You think it's AI?
I think it's AI because look at the nectar. It's dripping down from his mouth into the flower.
Maybe he's drooling.
I don't know if that's nectar or dew, but it's like, and look where his beak is. It's not even in the flower where the nectar is. Ha ha! It's AI.
Maybe he's a dumb hummingbird. It's a dummingbird.
A drooly dumb hummingbird.
My daughter's right. I'm terrible at this. All right, Al, what is it? Is it real or AI?
This clip is AI generated.
You are correct. I'm such a sucker. I never know.
It looked great. I mean, at first look, it's like the depth of field, the movement of
the lighting.
Hummingbird. Yeah. I mean, it 100% looks photorealistic, but it's just those little things where it's like, it doesn't know where the nectar comes from.
All right. Let's try this again. I feel like I need to be redeemed. You got
your detecting eyes on?
Yeah, I did not analyze that as hard as you did.
Put on your detective
blog.
Okay,
show us another one.
So this is a video. It looks like a soccer player. He's coming out of a building. He's running onto a field. There's some other soccer players with him. He rolls onto the grass, lays face down, and then all of them are kind of like running towards the end of the field with their arms sticking backwards.
Okay, can I just say that, like, my daughter is always telling me, like, why AI is always just trying to make fun of us as humans.
Yeah.
And so whenever there's something really dumb being done, she's like, oh, yeah, Mom, this
is why. I don't know, though.
How come you don't think this is AI? Like, why would anybody do this? So, like, I'm going to go with AI.
You think this is AI?
I mean, I don't know why anybody would make this AI.
Okay. The reason I think it's not AI is their feet, their legs, their arms, everything is staying intact. There is a weird moment at the very end where he's on the ground. Watch. There's like his right arm pops up. Watch right here. Ready? Right there. That little weird pop-up arm made me think that it was AI, but watching it over and over, it's like everybody is like maintaining human form. So I'm going to say it's real.
Yeah. I mean, it might be real because, like, why would, I don't know. It's a weird video to make.
You're saying real?
No.
You're saying AI?
Yeah. Just because, like, why would anybody make that video?
Okay.
This clip is AI generated.
It is?
I think the point here that is weird. That, like, it is really hard to tell.
Hell yeah. Okay. All right, Al. What's next?
Is it crazy that we're just prompts?
What?
Is it crazy that we're just prompts?
No, not really.
Someone out there, like, just prompted one sentence. Now we're alive. Is that not crazy?
It was. Yeah, it is. I blame that person. I now have to pay taxes.
All right, so we got a video here of a woman washing dishes, which is in a restaurant, apparently a really dirty restaurant. It's crazy. We're just prompts. And she's like, no, not really, because I pay taxes. It's weird. Okay, so.
I love that. That's Google so genius.
Okay, so yes, these videos are getting insane. Is this actually AI or is this real?
I feel like it's real and this is just a prank video because, like, what AI is going to be worried about paying taxes?
Yeah, but what real person would say that?
I think it's, I don't know. I feel like it is just a genius prank. I think it's real. I don't think it's generated.
No, I think this is AI.
Really?
I think this is AI. I will give you my reasonings. One, okay. Look how freaking dirty that floor is. No restaurant's going to let that happen.
Sure it's they way, would.
It's way too...
Have you ever seen Kitchen Nightmares?
I feel like the response of, like, I have to pay taxes is just something like a robot would think that us humans would say. I think this is actually, like, a really good Google VO3 video. I think this is actually... I've just been watching so many of them, and I feel like this is... This might be AI, but it's blowing my mind if it is.
To me, I think this is real, and this is just a prank that they were playing, you know, on the whole AI movement.
Okay, have you seen the videos that, like, China's putting out that are just, like, making fun of Americans all the time? Like, they're getting really good.
No,
I feel like I've looked at them and be like, how is this not real? Like, I feel like this is AI. This has got to be AI.
There are some videos where I watch and I'm like, I cannot tell. But this just feels too, it's like too funny. It's too, like, I don't know. It feels very real.
Why is there, behind this woman, why is there like a magnet with two pairs of scissors and a bunch of knives above the sink? Why would that be there?
Have you ever been to a restaurant?
I mean, I feel like the kitchen, so when you're washing the dishes, they have magnets for the knife behind the sink?
I mean, that place they do. Because if they're cutting, you know, if they're cleaning fish or whatever, you usually clean it at the sink.
It feels weird. It feels weird.
Al?
It's too dirty.
Let's see what Al says.
I don't know.
Come on. Come on, we don't even know if our brethren
We did call him an awkward intelligence.
The robot not, overlords don't know if it's fake. Okay, here's what I want. I want this to be a challenge. I would like some of the MythFit fans write in. Do you think it's AI? Do you have a source for this? Like, let's get this going as a poll. Do you think it's real or do you think it's fake? And if you're the person who made this or are this, please also tell us.
Yes. Now, this is part of the show, one of my favorite parts, where we take fan questions from you guys and answer them. Carrie, this one is for us, duh, because we are the hosts of the podcast. That's dumb.
We're so, just Carrie, this is for podcast
us.
Thing.
This question is for us. Isn't that weird? That they would give us a question on our own podcast.
So just so you know, we actually do look at all of the DMs and everything that you guys send us. We are always, I mean, since MythBuster days, we always looked at the message boards and we were very active with the audience. So yes, we are reading everything you send. So be nice.
We love this because it gives us another chance to interact with you guys again. So this question says, Tori, Carrie, a while back, you guys did a viral video with Matt Cain throwing baseballs at different objects. Was that video real?
Oh my God, that was so much fun. That was when the Giants were going so hard. They were winning championships. It was so cool. Matt Cain was the hottest pitcher in baseball.
Matt Cain was, yes, he was. It was, we had won 3 World Series within 5 years. We created a dynasty, the San Francisco Giants. And so we had actually done an episode with Matt Cain. He came on MythBusters and we were testing a myth that can you throw a needle through glass? There was a video of this like Shaolin monk who was throwing needles, puncturing sheets of glass. And we're like, is that possible? So we're like, let's see if we can get Matt Cain, the pitcher who's got like, he was throwing like 100 mile an hour pitches. So we're like, this
his
is
arm
the guy.
Was hot, 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 hot. Could he be like that? That was the original viral videos right there. Is this possibly real? I can't believe we got Matt Cain. He was like at the time, like I was blown away that he wanted to do a MythBusters show. It was so cool.
So the video that we created, Matt Cain and us, we did a partnership with this pizza company in San Francisco, and we wanted to come up with a viral video, an advertisement for this certain pizza company. And so
you
the
can
concept
name it Pachi's Pizza, right?
Pachi's
we were
Pizza,
like
deep
with the,
dish
the
pizza.
Guys that did Pachi's Pizza.
Yeah. So the concept of the video was we would get out on a baseball field with Matt Cain. We had some kids there to kind of help us with the video.
We got to go out onto a playground, out into a field over in the marina, and actually watch Matt Cain in action. And anything you threw in the air, the man could hit. He had a precision arm. Not even, like, he wasn't allowed to use the full arm. Like, he was not allowed to throw a baseball
right.
so hard. But, like, it didn't matter because he was so accurate. Like, this man is an athlete. He was amazing.
And so the first object we threw up in the air, I think, was like a 2-liter bottle of soda. We had a guy out on the pitcher's mound. He tosses the bottle up in the air and Matt Cain throws a baseball at it, hits it out of the sky, and it explodes. So we're like, oh my gosh. So now we move on to the next object and it was a watermelon and he hits the watermelon. And so it continues on. And then like one of the items is a pizza box with a deep dish pizza, which is the pizza company that we were promoting. So the final object was a pinata. It explodes. So people saw this video and they were like, did he really hit all those objects? And so to be honest, he didn't, except the watermelon. He actually hit the watermelon.
Yes, that baseball went into the watermelon. That is real.
We
blew
all
freaked, my mind.
We all freaked out because like, we knew we were going to change everything in After Effects in editing. So that way it looked like he hit every single item. But,
it was going to be a joke, but like he actually hit the watermelon with a baseball. He's like, up. And we were like, wait, what? We were gonna fake that. That
dude,
was real.
We freaked out when he hit the watermelon with the baseball and it went in and it like kind of exploded. We were like, holy crap. And you see our reactions. All the other reactions were like, wow, cool. But then when he actually hit the watermelon, that's our actual shock.
So pinata fake, watermelon was real.
Yeah.
That was real. And you know what? Those kids are all grown now.
Oh, gosh.
I still know the parents of some of those kids, and they like that was a big day for them. That was like huge. They got to go out with us and Matt Cain and like watch him throw a baseball at a watermelon. Like that is forever a memory for those kids. It's so cool.
There were some clues in the video that let you know that it was fake. For example, when we threw the pizza box in the air in the actual event, the box lands face down, so you don't see the logo. But then when they cut away and they cut back, the logo is facing up. And people are like, oh, this is fake. Because if you look in the first take, it's face down. And now when they come to it, it's face up so that you can see the logo.
But he hit it. He hit the box.
He hit it, it's yeah. Yeah, so he did hit two
like
items.
The beginning is real. It's just the end where we're like, and here's the logo. That part's fake. So it was a mix. It was both.
And the other thing, because I were like, how'd you get the pinata to explode? And they went out and filmed a pinata in front of a green screen and shot it with a shotgun. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's unpack this for the audience because it was back in the day when viral video was the thing that every advertiser wanted. And, you know, we were just... We love Pachi's Pizza. We were we were down with Pachi's, and so we went out to do this commercial. The watermelon reel, the hitting the pizza reel, but it didn't land logo side up. Pinata exploding in the air, totally fake.
Yeah,
totally fake. We'll expose ourselves.
So we are 50% fake, 50% real.
But the reactions, when that watermelon got hit, I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Our performance increased. Our performance jumped by 90% in that take.
I also had like my respect for baseball players through the roof. I'm like, holy crap! Like you see it, but you never really see it. You're never next to the pitcher watching them be amazing. That was brilliant.
That was a special moment in. Especially in the Giants' history of Giants winning and us having him on MythBusters. I found out later, though, that he got, like, not in trouble, but they really frowned upon that he came on to MythBusters because they're like, if you injure that arm, that's like a $15 million arm. Like, if you're throwing needles and you injure that arm, like, we just invested all this money and now we're out.
That dude was so cool, though. He was
the best.
Nice.
He still is. I love that guy.
You know what? We should talk about baseball myths on another episode. I think we should.
I would love that.
There's so much cool innovation in baseball right now. So I want to throw this out for the future. Like,
okay.
People tell us about baseball myths. I mean, there's in the last couple of years, they've done some really cool stuff in baseball.
You know, we tested a lot of baseball myths on MythBusters, so we could just make a whole baseball episode.
Let's do that. MythBits MLB. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to happen. All right, that's it for another MythBits. Thank you for watching. And
yes.
Follow, subscribe, give us obviously just a 5-star review so we can keep doing this because Tori and I keep wanting to meet every week and talk about silly things. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
And the MythBits out.
Pioneer.